Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny, editorial director with REIT.com. Today, we're talking with Bob Gadsden, portfolio manager of the Alpine Fund's Realty Income and Growth Fund. Bob, how are you doing?
Very well.
Great. Well, glad to have you on. I wanted to ask, your fund was up more than 30% in 2014. So, I mean, can you give us an idea? What were some of the factors or strategies that helped boost your performance last year?
I think investing in what we've talked about for several years now is investing in companies that have the opportunities in knowledge-based economies regionally to create shareholder value and benefit from the positive real estate operating trends that are derivative from regional strength in employment and economies.
You mentioned these knowledge-based economies, regional strengths. I mean, what kind of markets are you targeting?
We've been targeting for several years West Coast and East Coast, primarily San Francisco, Seattle, where we can. Southern California, which is coming along. San Francisco was certainly the leader and still remains the leader and the poster boy for a lot of the trends I could talk about. Cambridge, Massachusetts. And New York City is, we think, getting very close to a good inflection point for office companies.
So how about 2015? Looking ahead right now, are there any sectors that you're particularly high on?
We continue to overweight office. Office is the one sector, even in San Francisco, that remains below peak profitability and peak revenue generation. And so we think we've been overweight in that for several years and continue to be so, and expect it to be a strong performer primarily and driven by some of the trends I talked on briefly before.
Okay, one big story in the economy right now, gas prices. I mean, are those, you know, affecting your outlook at all?
Well, I think they're very positive for the consumer. Positive in terms of confidence and additional capital for a consumer to spend on a discretionary basis. So we would expect that retailers will have more confidence and the spending levels should be increased from all the savings that the consumer is experiencing. We think on the flip side that things may be less ebullient in the markets that have benefited so strongly from gas exploration, oil exploration, and employment related to those. So though we're not negative in real estate moves, doesn't tend to shift on a dime. They have underlying contracts with revenue. We think that the markets that have had the strongest employment growth over the last year or two certainly have been in the oil markets in Texas, Denver, North Dakota, et cetera. Those have been followed by the markets of Southern California, Northern California, which have in Seattle, which have been more in the 3-4% employment growth specter, whereas down in Texas, they've been as strong as 5-6% in certain metropolitan areas. We'd expect that those to slow down.
We're talking with Bob Gadsden, portfolio manager of the Alpine Fund's Realty Income and Growth Fund. How about interest rates? Lots of signs that they're going to be rising this year. Is that affecting your outlook?
Well, I think the REIT group will continue to have great opportunities to lower their interest costs as debt maturities come up. Debt that was perhaps put on their books at less favorable interest rates and environments, and that should help every company and their CFOs lower their interest line, which should help profitability. I think the big unknown is how high interest rates, particularly on the long end, meaning the 10-year, rise. I think there is will be some correlation to real estate transactional activity and valuation based on higher 10-year rates, which affect borrowing in the private market. And so if our guess is that if interest rates rise significantly and quickly, it'll have a negative impact on real estate securities pricing. If the rise is gradual, and REITs can prove their earnings growth and their dividend growth as they have been and as are expected for 15 and 16, maybe a little bit of a balance. Obviously, we're not going to get a 30% year like we did last year. That was, in our opinion, quite driven by the drop in interest rates. And the previous year from May after the Fed announced the end of taper through the end of 13 was negatively impacted by the increase in rates where the 10-year went all the way up to 3% by the end of the year.
All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you joining us today.
My pleasure.
And thank you for joining us, too, for the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Ketty.